There is a show right now that is on, it airs Wednesday, 7:30 Central on ABC, and it also kind of addresses some of these topics, which Indeed. I think is really interesting.
Yeah, it's called Speechless, and I think it is doing a great service, really, to helping people understand people with disabilities and what it's like to have a child with a disability, what it's like to be a young person with a disability. And it stars Minnie Driver. And it is hilarious, first of all. It is, I mean, on all other things aside, it's just a really funny show, and it's taken off very well. And Minnie Driver plays the mother, who is a fierce advocate for her son, JJ. JJ has cerebral palsy. On the show is played by actor named Mika Fowler, who also has cerebral palsy. And so I think it's really showing people a lot of things, and it's doing it in a funny way. And I believe we have Minnie Driver.
We do. We welcome now to the program Minnie Driver. Hi, thanks for joining us today.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for taking some time. We appreciate it.
Tell us about the show and what, you know, tackling this topic has really meant to you for doing the show.
Well, so the writer and creator of the show, he grew up in a, it's based on his, loosely around his life. He grew up with a family member who is a nonverbal CP, and he wanted to create something that I think was funny first and foremost, because there it is. Disability, special needs, whatever verbiage you want to use, and there are plenty of people who have an opinion about that. It is so negatively represented in the media and the press and entertainment. And I think comedy is a wonderful way to break down those walls. And this is a family who has a certain set of challenges. You know, they don't have any money. They have a child who has cerebral palsy. They move into a fancy neighborhood, into a really rubbish house, so their kids can go to a really good school, which I think a lot of people, a lot of families can relate to that in America right now. Certainly what it is to be challenged, and certainly how humor is such a needed respite from that.
Oh, yeah, I think absolutely. I've had the opportunity and pleasure over the years to write a lot about people in Chicago with disabilities and about our special education system and all kinds of things. And so when I see your character being a fierce advocate for her son, JJ, I have seen that firsthand from more mothers and fathers, more parents than I can count, because it is, it seems it's a constant battle to make sure that your child has every opportunity that he or she deserves. And I think that's...
I think every parent recognizes that. Every parent advocates for their child and wants them to have the best experience that they can. And I think when you have a child with special needs, you have to fight that much harder. Mm-hmm. And the world is not set up for, it's not set up societally for people who use wheelchairs, but also disability, I think, makes able-bodied people very uncomfortable for the most part.
Yeah,
I think that it's hard to admit that, but I think people, they don't know how to interact. They don't know if somebody who appears or who is indeed non-verbal, that there is a person in there, that there is someone to be acknowledged, and I think kind of we need to educate more about how we can all interact, and that's how you create inclusivity. And I think this show is doing that by not proselytizing that we all have to somehow do something different, but rather laughing along with this family. I think will help able-bodied people feel less inclined to be nervous or not know how to behave.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think it really also shows, because people have their own insecurity, people get around someone with a disability and they feel like they don't know how to act. And then, you know, you lose sight of the fact that you're around another human being. Just this is no different than anything else.
Exactly. You know, the Cerebral Palsy Foundation, we've been working very closely with them, and they actually have this brilliant program. And it's just called Smile and Say Hi. And it really is as simple as that. And when you're talking to little children, I talked to my 8-year-old, and Henry's hung out with Micah. And I said to him, you know, Micah speaks very slowly on the show, but you listen. and he uses a wheelchair. It's very difficult to understand. And Henry's whole interaction with him changed when we talked about the whole idea of, you don't have to know everything about a person. You can just smile and say hi to someone. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to even be deeper than that, but it makes everybody feel at ease. I have a friend who is a nonverbal cerebral palsy, and she has this beautiful, ostensibly therapy dog. And everybody loves the dog. And it was, when I first met her, I was like, oh, it's so great. Does the dog make you feel better? And she was like, no, the dog makes everyone else feel better.
That's hilarious.
So brilliant.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, you know, I was about to ask if this was a topic that was already something on your heart and mind before you started the show, or if the show is kind of deepen your connection to it, but it sounds like it might be a bit of both.
I think it's a bit of both. I think I have two nonverbal friends. One has ALS and one has cerebral palsy, and it has always been on my mind, and I've always felt. And it's such a normal response, and we have to get past it, the feeling guilty about how to deal with that and not really knowing what to do. And it is such an amazing thing for an actor. We're not curing cancer, we're entertainers. But to be able to make a show that has a social message in it that is not being forced down anyone's throat, but is easing a certain tension that I think exists. And to be able to do that on primetime network television, for me, I feel like it is a huge accomplishment, like for an actor, because you can't really take it very seriously. That sometimes I feel like this is a very useful moment. So,
Yeah, and I don't think you're overstating that in the least. I think it really is. And again, having seen the importance of being around people with disabilities, understanding people with disabilities, and getting past our hurdles that we have, I think you all in this show are doing a real service, and I think that's fantastic.
I really appreciate that. I mean, we're having such a laugh doing it.
It really is funny. And people should watch. I mean, if for no other reason, it's extremely funny. So watch it for that reason.
I think first and foremost.
Let
yeah,
the other benefits
great.
Come as they may. Well, thank yeah. you so much
you.
For coming on with us today. We really appreciate it. It's great to talk to you. And again, kudos to everyone. The show is Speechless. It's on Wednesdays at 7:30 Chicago time on ABC. And it is, as I said, really
super funny.
Funny. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Minnie. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye now. All right, my
she's
friends.
Awesome.
She's so awesome.
Yeah,
she's so
nice.
And I love, you know, you could tell her passion connected right. to this topic, right? You could just tell. That's why I asked her that question, if she already had, you know, strong feelings about this topic of disability rights and activism prior to doing the show, because it certainly seemed like it certainly came through.
Yeah, and it comes through in the show, too. It does.
Yeah.
The sincerity of what they're doing, you can tell.
Again, that's Wednesdays at 7:30 Central on ABC. The show is called Speechless. Be sure and check it out, starring Minnie Driver. Very, very nice lady. Very nice of her to talk to us today. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back in just a bit. Amy Guth and Rex Hupke in for Bill and Wendy. Back in a flash on 720 WGN.